FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Statistics South Africa says consumer inflation's held steady in February. It remains unchanged from January's 3.2%. Stats SA's Legao Ranoto says inflation remains within the Reserve Bank's target range of between 3 and 6%.
Recreation, sport and culture, food and non-alcoholic beverages, alcoholic beverages and tobacco, and communication recorded higher annual inflation rates in February. Inflation cooled for several product categories, most notably personal care and miscellaneous services, health, restaurants and accommodation, furnishings, household equipment and routine maintenance, and transport.
Ranoto says the annual rate for food and non-alcoholic beverages accelerated to a four-month peak last month, rising to 2.8% from 2.3% in January.
Fruit and nuts, vegetables, hot beverages, seafood, meat and cereals recorded higher rates. On the downside, cold beverages, milk, dairy and eggs, oils and fats and sugar witnessed slower price increases. Maize meal inflation reached a 17-month high and SEMP inflation 19-month high in February.
This marks the fourth consecutive month that inflation has remained above the 4.5-year low of 2.8% from last October. In other news, the Environment Minister has 2 weeks to close off breeding sites linked to the looming extinction of African penguins. In a ruling yesterday, the Pretoria High Court barred commercial fishing at the colonies for the next 10 years. Newswatch's Emil Pinar has more.
The order ensures that the water around six key breeding colonies are limited to commercial sardine and anchovy fishing. The areas affected include Robben Island, the uninhabited Dusson Island, and the Stony Point Nature Reserve. According to conservationists, 97% of the African penguin population is already lost, and at the current rate of population decrease, the bird could be extinct in the wild by 2035. The dwindling numbers are due to a combination of factors, including disturbances and oil spills, but the biggest threat is linked to their nutrition.
And abroad, a man in Louisiana has been executed using nitrogen gas, becoming only the fifth person in the U.S. to die that way. 46-year-old Jesse Hoffman Jr. was sitting on death row after admitting to killing a woman when he was 18. The Supreme Court rejected a last-ditch attempt to block the execution. The method has been denounced by UN experts as cruel and inhumane. And finally, the US government has begun releasing more than 1,000 unredacted documents relating to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It follows an order from Donald Trump forcing files to be made public. JFK was shot during a visit to Texas in November 1963, with some saying his killer, Lee Harvey Oswald, didn't act alone. The top story this hour, consumer inflation's held steady in February. Stats SA says it remained unchanged from January's 3.2%. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.